to tune in and keep your station locked. One gon' guarantee to make your head knock. From 8 all the way to 10 o'clock, we gon' rock. R&B and hip hop, banging nonstop. From Sacramento, California to the Great Lakes. Heavy rotation, syndication to 50 states. Alabama to Montana, New York to Indiana. Texas to Chi-Town, LA to Atlanta. We open doors for locos to promo. If you didn't know, I'm already bi-coastal. I spit verses that put rappers in hearses. Dump them in the dirt, 6 feet under the earth's surface. Lyrical murder for hire, money ain't the purpose. I'm serving rappers three-piece combos like church.
One gone, one gone, one gone.
a blizzard that I can't have money in my pocket and people not talk about me. This world is a trip. I don't know what's going on these days. Stop this person over here talking about me. This person. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. This is my prerogative. I can do what I wanted to. I made this money. You didn't. Right, Ted? We out of here.
see, I know the type. They got drunk, they got guns, and yes, they wanna fight. And they see a young couple having a time that's good. And the Eagles wanna test their brother's manhood. So they came to test me, cause of my heritage. And the loud, bright colors that I wear. I was a target, cause I'm a fashion misfit. And the outfit that I'm wearing, brother's dissonant. Well, I stay calm and pray the niggas leave me be. But they sleep the parts of my date's anatomy. Why, Lord, the brothers have to drill me. Cause if I stop and hit the man, I'm take the brother out for being rude.
Hey!
And like I said before, I was mad about him.
Mad
it took three or four cops to pull me off
they
of him.
Me off
but
of
that's
him.
The story, y'all. I'm a black man.
Black man.
Like a nigga, nigga, don't lie in Africa.
Moral of the story is, you're not Let me see if we all in together now. Make it move better now. Listen, I ain't sweating no competition. Flow, going mad, low like I'm pushing.
Another chapter from the Wu-Tang book. Take a look and repeat. Killer bees never sleep. Non-stop. Put you on the chopping block. Unorthodox. Attitude to melt the pot.
I'll do anything. I'm so into you. Right here. I'm weak downtown with the weird. Boom. Kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room? The SS double double.
Oh, blow your house down. Bring that Harlem World sound directly to your town. In fact, this is why I act like that. I ain't dropped one single and made this money back. I rock so swell, I gotta prevail. First rap superstar, dominating pop sales. You never wish me well, cause I start to sell. And I live with pretty women in a Swiss hotel. And girls, that mean a lot. I give them cream, they shop, buy them everything they got. From the jeans to the watch. If you wanna be my missus, you got to make me wanna spoil you with my bitches. And you could tell that Mace is real, cause he do real things. And I make things average look real mean. When they come to sex, I got the real thing. So when you cover your mouth, they hear you still scream. All the world, we won't stop. And Mariah, you're on fire. All the world, we won't stop. So Mariah, take us higher. All the world, we won't stop. And Mariah, you're on fire. All the world, we won't stop. So Mariah, take us higher.
Breakdown. Yeah. Now what we gonna do right here is we gonna smooth it out. Come on. And she won't stop.
Hey, my bad. I'm on the phone with Dr. Craig Jones, man. We was talking about getting things together for our youth, right? And what he had noticed about the kids that he came to the fishing program, he said that our kids are impatient, and the fishing is a good mechanism to get them to give a little patience. A lot of our kids don't want to be patient enough to learn, okay? So even though the program is has a curriculum to slow you down, you know, slow you down in your thinking, because the curriculum, it first of all, before you even start the class, you have to take in 3 to 6 deep breaths and blow them out. Because when you do that, it sends in a chemical balance to your brain that brings your heart rate down and just calms you down. It might not calm you all the way down, but it will bring you down a little bit. So whenever you feel frustrated, everyone, and everything's coming to a boil to you and you're ready to snap and do all that, why don't you take 6 deep breaths? I mean, really, sit with your knees parallel, all the way flat on the ground, sitting straight up in a chair, or you can stand, but I prefer you to sit and take 6 deep breaths. See, if you take the time to sit and get off your feet, that means you're trying to relax. And so when them 6 deep breaths start to, you know, do what it's supposed to do, you're already in a relaxed state. My bad. I ain't no kind of clinician or no kind of doctor. Got no degree. But I've been living this life a damn long time, and, man, that helps me. Can I help you? So do what I ask you to do and see if that don't help. Let's calm each other down. Let's get some patience. Your children are so fast that they are outdoing you. I seen a 14-year-old talking with some young lady. I mean, the mothers was probably 30, 38, But the little 14-year-old was sitting amongst these ladies and holding the whole conversation. She was from start to finish. She had every word, and they was, "Oh, right, oh, what?" And I was like, "Wow!" So our kids is moving fast, they're growing fast. So let's give them some of this honesty. Let's give them some pride. Let's give them some self-respect to take with them as they grow fast, because they're gonna need that, or they'll be getting humility. And boy, don't nobody want that. Let's get back to the music, huh? My bad. Here's Kashif. "Love Turned Me Young" on the Wise Words.
Thank you.
That's the sound of Kashif. Love come turn me on. Hey, you know what? I love love, because love love me. Hey, you know, I get the tongue wrestling, man, in the early morning, but I don't get no coffee. Let me go get that coffee, man. Anyway, here's some more music for you. Here is Mario with Let Me Love You. It's about a love thing today. Let's love on each other, huh?
The makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that they're all lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserve good things.
You deserve better.
We should be together.
Hey, yeah. Hey, that's so for real with Candy Rain. I was talking to somebody in the back, and they was talking about this Donald Trump thing and Jeff Sessions in California and how people showed up to get his ass out of Cali and how Jerry Brown stood up for the town and the state. You know what? All smoke screens. That's what it is. It gets y'all riled up. It was a whole bunch of y'all out there doing a rally and making all that noise and everything else while we still got homeless people over here, over there, over there. Y'all ain't rallying to get them off the streets. Y'all ain't rallying to get no jobs for some people. Y'all ain't rallying for the real shit that I want to rally about. So don't ask me, did I go? Because I'm going to tell you, you already know. I ain't showing up to too many meetings if it ain't no follow-up. Oops, damn mic on. But you know what my homeboy called? He was talking in the background. He said, man, give me something like this for me today. And I said, you know what?
I want a shine. And my time be dynamite. Hit me.
Don't you wanna shine the sun?
One Gone Show. I love you, babe. I told you the show is about love, man. And if we don't show each other love, how are we expected to get some love from anybody else? I mean, you are my brother. You are my sister. Just because that, and we humans, I love you. You ain't did nothing to me. Why shouldn't I love you? Now, those that have done something to me, I love you. I just don't mess with you. Wise words from old One Go.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting on you. Yeah, there's something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, baby. Foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers. Some say I'm damn good. And if you think you can turn me out,
stepped into the fat cat in the wee hours. Inside, the women were as pretty and diverse as a field full of flowers. Like Rose over there, gorgeous face, long hair. Oh yeah, she would appear to have it going on. But be warned, 'cause every rose has her thorns. Then there was Lily. Nah, she acts too damn silly. She's always with weed and this bud they call Philly. Really. Now Daisy, she's the type of long-stem, well-rooted young lady that would drive an average man crazy. But she didn't faze me. Who am I? Me? Well, I'm that African bee. And I play the field from flower to flower. And I do so quite capably. Soon as I stepped in the club, the whole place was abuzz. Every blossom playing possum knew just who I was. This one particular flower leaned in my direction with looks of affection, hoping I'd touch her texture or partake of her nectar. But I didn't select her. Cause see, I'm into quality, not quantity. And I understand that there is an abundance of flowers, but a shortage of bees. So why settle for leaves when I can have trees? And I also understand that some flowers can't live without bees. Therefore, they rely on one such as I, every now and then to drop casually by. And me not being one to disappoint, I anoint. I think you get my point. But when you're good at what you do, jealous bees are gonna pout. But they ass just be mad that they don't have my route. I call these individuals pollinator haters, aka wannabes. Then you got those bees that's just gonna buy the nectar. They spend all their dough in their flow trying to impress her. But what they don't understand is that sometimes it's not about your money, it's about your honey. And no matter how much cash you flash, brandish or bring her, that is not gonna change the size of your stinger, especially if it can't compete with her finger. I call these individuals bumblebees. Cause anytime you have to pay to play, you be bumbling. Then you got those old school bees with their yickety yak, talking about gardens they pollinated centuries back. I call them used to bees. Now you can learn something from a used to bee. You just have to remind them that now is not before, and that used to bees don't make honey no more. Now this last type with the gripe are the ones I don't like. Cause they're so hyped with spite that they all wanna fight. Always talking about they don't like so and so. Ask them why they don't know. So quick to hurt and put each other down. But we know how that goes. I call them killer bees. And you have to be particularly careful of this type because they are the most dangerous. Cause see, by nature, a bee can only sting you once, and then it dies. So what that means is that this individual would rather sting you and die than to leave you alone and fly. And they don't even know why. That's high. My people, we must be careful not to let the limitations of conventional, ignorant, or belligerent thinking confine our ambitions. Like bees, we must take to the air, if we dare. Just imagine if we were to unite and take flight. As our swarm grew and increased in its size, our numbers would be so impressive that they darken the skies. And we could take over this city, this state. Not just this state, but this nation. And then we could migrate. But like bees, we must first and foremost realize that all good things come only through the protecting and respecting of the queen. Because if the queen dies, then ultimately so does the colony. Therefore, we must begin to respect her for the beautiful life-sustaining force that she has. Can I get my queens and the fat cat to say bzzz to that? Secondly, we must be busy bees, worker bees. Get your tail a job. Do something, and not just for yourself, but for the preservation of the species. I'd be remiss if I left without telling you this. I encourage you to not be a wannabe, but rather a goddammit, I'm gonna be. And do it. Instead of being a bumblebee, try being a humble bee. You'd be surprised how far they get you if you just pursue it. And even if you are a used to be, you can find comfort in the fact that you can still be a useful bee. And last but not least, more importantly, please do not be a killer bee. Because we as a people have the ability to be a much realer bee.
Hey, I told y'all it was a love thing today, but I got to get up out of here, man. Got a couple appointments today. Hey, I love y'all. Love yourself. It's the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm out of here. I am out of here, guys. You know what? I don't want to leave because I got about 5 or 6 people on the back line, right? And my people's when they own, man, I like to take care of them with this good music. But damn it, y'all know the name. One Gone.